Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming on Thursday, November 2nd. The morning will start with Superior Sunrise at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can see it on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,856 head will be on offer. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson has been talking about the crop markets, and starting with China, Anderson said the U.S. and China have signed a new trade agreement.
Let's start with China. The United States and China signed a trade agreement. The market's semi-excited about it. We'll have to wait and see what comes on there. Ukraine, they're shipping grain and products out of that export corridor that they created. Russia doesn't seem to be disturbed about it, and so that's working relatively well. You got Australia. One part of Australia is too wet, another's too dry. USDA's got their production around 900 million bushels. Last year's 1.33 billion bushels. The average is 1.03, so slightly below average there. Argentina, they've had some production problems, too dry, too wet. 1.14 billion projected, 1.26 last year, average 1.16. So slightly above or below average production in Argentina.
Anderson says the new agreement with China could affect prices.
Well, if you look at that agreement with China, that just really says that they're going to buy more products from the United States. They did come in and buy soybeans this week. So I think the market believes it's just kind of a marketing ploy or a political ploy. It looks good. It may not change things very much. When China needs a commodity, they come in and buy it.
However, wheat prices have not been positively impacted.
You look at wheat prices, I mean, for the full month of October and go back through September, we've been trading $6 to $6.30. This week, we did see some weakness in wheat prices. Got below $6. It got below $6.60 on the that December contract. I think that's significant. I think we had support at that level and we're losing it. If you look at the world, 28.8 billion bushel, not a record crop. The record crop's 29 billion last year. You've got the ending stocks for the world, 9.5 billion, average 10.3. So tight world stocks and tight U.S. stocks. So I'd be a little surprised at a big move down, but right now wheat prices look weak.
And what about cotton?
You look at cotton, they're just staying around that 82 to 85 cent level on that ICE contract. Around 80, 81 cents in Oklahoma. You look at their production world, 79.9 million bales. Their last year was 83.1. So a lot of cotton being produced, but relatively tight stock. So a good price.
To hear the complete conversation with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance in Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.